And when the government took drastic measures to rescue the financial sector last fall, the initial vision was a $700 billion bank bailout. The likely costs of what was known as the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, have expanded a lot. Today, the man in charge of tracking all that bailout money says the ultimate cost, including government and private funding, could be in the neighborhood of $3 trillion. As Special Inspector General for TARP, Neil Barofsky, is submitting a report to Congress today. In it, the man who calls himself the TARP cop describes his efforts to police fraud and waste.
Never in our country has so much money been pushed out by the federal government in such a short period of time. And whenever that happens, there's huge, huge opportunities for criminals to commit fraud. And that's part of why we were created, was to try to cut off and ultimately investigate and make sure people who steal are prosecuted.
You have 20 or so criminal investigations underway. What are the nature of those?
Really, all the types of traditional white-collar crimes. One of the more obvious ones is that with the first couple $100 billion, the government was buying preferred shares of stock in these financial institutions. Now, in order to get that money, these banks had to make a bunch of representations, what the financial condition of the company is. If there's a lie in any of that, typical what we call accounting fraud, that's straight-out securities fraud, it's wire fraud, it's mail fraud. And that's sort of one area of fraud. We could also have insider trading investigations going on. Perhaps an institution knows that they're getting TARP funds in advance, and executives trade ahead of that information to make a profit. Sadly, it's almost limitless, the type of opportunities for fraud when you have $3 trillion going out the door.
And can you give us any details of those?
I really can't. I'm really not permitted to talk too much about ongoing frauds. I'll give you an example of something that is public, though, is we recently assisted the SEC in Tennessee, where basically the bad guy was marketing and selling TARP-backed securities and was, I think, stole millions and millions of dollars from people, tricking them into thinking that he was selling this security that just doesn't exist. So we assisted the SEC in getting that shut down.
Just a flat-out scam.
Flat-out scam, using the TARP name.
One key sticking point between your office and the Treasury Department has to do with whether the government should make TARP recipients account for what they're spending with those TARP dollars. And Treasury says it's impossible and a waste of time to try and get banks to account for every dollar. How are you going to get them to do that?
We sent out a letter request in early February requesting the banks to report to us how they use the money, and if they haven't used the money yet, how they plan to use the money. And we got 100% response rate. We got every single bank has replied to our survey. Now, we're going to put out a formal audit response in probably early June. But I think one thing that is very, very clear from our early responses, it's not impossible. It's not impractical. A number of financial institutions put in controls right off the bat to make sure that they knew how they were using the TARP funds. And some of the information that we've gotten back is incredibly detailed information. And I think it's really going to be very helpful to Treasury, to Congress, to the American people, to know what's going on with their investment.
It's been reported that some banks do not want to take bailout money, partly because of this demand that they account for every TARP dollar and how it's spent, partly because of executive compensation. If you end up discouraging banks from taking bailout money, would you not be defeating the purpose of the bailout?
Well, I think that there are a number of reasons why financial institutions may choose not to take TARP funds. Obviously, some of the recent actions in Congress has discouraged some from participating or encouraged others to withdraw. I think to the extent that any financial institution is deciding not to seek TARP funds because we're asking them to account for how they're using that money, good. We're happy for that. You know, we believe that any financial institution that for some reason is afraid to tell the American people how they're using this money, then we're better off without them.
You know, considering you're looking at years of oversight of hundreds of banks at a cost of trillions of dollars, how are you going to do that with what now is just a couple of dozen employees?
Well, one night we're building, and we're going to build up to about 150 people in our audit and investigation divisions. But second of all, we're not alone, and we've partnered up with the FBI, with the SEC. We really have the weight of the entire United States federal government that we can work with to make sure to protect the taxpayer.
Neil Barofsky is Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.